from 9 to 11. We are absolutely tickled that we're here again this week, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to us. So to start the show off tonight, we're gonna play a little music. We're gonna do a little Coldplay, and then we will jump headfirst into our topic tonight. Okay, guys, we're gonna listen to some music. We'll be right back.
So I cry.
welcome back to Girlfriend and Girlfriend here on Six Eyes Radio, coming to you every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. It's just me and Poppy sitting here having a conversation. How are you, girl?
Hey, honey, I am finally fine.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, how are you, honey? I've been worried about you all week.
Oh, you know, it's been a week.
I know that. But I'm telling you, I'm feeling good.
Good. Yeah, I yeah, that's the reason we're doing the topic we're doing tonight, because of my week.
Yes. Whiskey or something. Yeah. How you get to the show tonight?
You know what? I didn't. I did not have anything. I should have. I should have planned ahead and gotten a bottle on the way home, but I didn't.
I forget.
Yeah,
so it's part of your crappy week.
Yeah, well, it's not done yet, so I don't know. Maybe, you know, Saturday I will be able to drink heavily and not have to worry about being anywhere.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. So let's jump in. So this week we're talking about communication and in what form and how often it is important to have a good relationship. And I know we spend a lot of time talking about this on the show anyway, you know, that it's just important for a lot of reasons, but, you know, one of the reasons that we think it's important a lot is in order to keep the rest of the relationship moving. You know, it's important so that when you go to talk about difficult things, it's easier because you're already used to really talking to each other.
Right.
Well, yeah, so Mr. Wizard and I kind of, well, I can't say that he hit a snag. I hit a snag this week. Because, you know, he went
on the sweaters.
You know, like, and I'm sure if I, you know, said any of this to him, he would just look at me like I'm crazy.
Right.
But, you know, it's hard enough being in a relationship when you're close to each other. And, you know, we are hours and, you know, over 100 miles away from each other. So the only way we have to communicate on a regular basis is through electronic media, you know, either the phone or the internet or text message, you know. And I've always known that he was not wonderful at small talk. You know, he just doesn't think it's necessary.
I'll buy that. Wonderful.
Yeah,
at
you
small
know.
Talk.
He just doesn't do it. Like, he just doesn't. He and him sitting in a room with someone that he's not having, you know, a very meaningful conversation with, he will just simply stop talking and sit there. I have seen it happen. So, you know, I never really realized how much communication in a relationship is small talk. You know, a lot of it is, you know, how was your day? You know, what happened? Yeah, he doesn't really engage in that. If I ask him that question, he says, oh, I didn't do anything.
And that's it.
He will sit there and let crickets enter the conversation. You know, oh, how are you? I'm fine.
Yep.
That's it. So, you know, so it's hard to. Yeah, it's just a fact, and there's no elaboration. So it's hard to like keep a really good connection, especially because, like I said, we are you know, away from each other. And before, it did not bother me. It didn't bother me because, you know, I had other relationships that I, you know, that kept my focus. And so it didn't really matter, you know, if we didn't talk for a week and a half. There was, you know, there wasn't even a thought that anything would have changed or whatever. But, yeah, now that he's the only one, kind of changes it. And I don't know if it should. Like, that's the whole thing. I mean, I literally worried myself pretty much to death this week.
I know you did.
You and my friend T have been getting the text messages from me about him. Like, okay, it's been a week and a half. I've sent this many emails, and I've sent this many texts, and he hasn't answered me. I don't understand what's going on. And why isn't he answering me? I don't understand. It only takes a couple minutes to send a text message. What the fuck? Yeah.
And of course, we're like, I don't know.
Right. And I'm sure one of the reasons you're like, I don't know, is because I've never been like this. I'm not a girl. I don't worry about this shit.
I felt like I was talking to myself. I felt like I was reading text messages for myself from the past or something. I was like, oh, my God, this is not from the past. This isn't Leslie.
Thank you.
My fabulous Wonder Woman friend, this is me.
He's turned me into a girl. I hate it.
A girl child.
It's horrible.
It does.
Yeah, so, you know, it really got me. What?
You did handle it with grace. I was proud of you. I would have been like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't let him see the cracks, you know. That comes later.
A tough guy till the end. I know this.
Yeah, and of course, you know, if he listens to the show, well, I'm in trouble because he knows all of them now.
Because we're divulging all of them.
Yes, because I'm divulging all of it. But, you know, it really got me thinking about, like, really what kind of communication could we have,
right,
outside of when we see each other that's really important to our relationship? Like, is the small talk really important? I mean, yeah, it kind of keeps us connected and makes sure we're on the same page. But on the same page about what? Like, if nothing has changed, then what are we talking about? Are we just talking to talk? And is that important? You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I need some input.
You know, as you know, this is something I have struggled with a lot with Mr. Thompson.
Yes.
And I've finally gotten to the point where, you know, maybe I have a lot more words to say in the day, and he doesn't. Maybe his words for the week equal the number of words I have for a day. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
see, with Mr. Wizard, well, you know, with Mr. Wizard, like, the words that he would use for an entire week would be an entire month. Okay, he's just like, okay, he went on vacation with two of his best buddies. They do like a yearly trip where they go and, you know, drink nonstop and play poker, whatever they do when they're together. I don't know. But he goes on this trip for like 4 days, and I was fine with that. I was like, you know, I talked to him the day before he left, and I was like, okay, well, have fun, you know. And he was telling me about, you know, who was coming, and, you know, that they had planned the cocktails they were going to drink but hadn't planned anything else. And I was like, okay. And so he left, and, you know, I knew he was gone 4 days. So I didn't even try to contact him for those 4 days because I was like, you know, he's drunk with his buddies. Like, you know, I don't want to – I'm not the nagging girlfriend who's going to, like, bug him every 20 seconds. What are you doing? You know, no, I'm never going to be that. And, you know, he's having fun with his friends. Like, go, have fun. You know, do you.
Right.
So I sent him a text the night he should have gotten back.
Right.
And it was just a hello. It was, you know, nothing big. It was just, hey, you know, hi. And no response. And I was like, oh, well, maybe he was asleep when he got it. You know, he hates traveling. And, you know, I'm sure if he had a long journey that he probably was, you know, he got home and was like, I want to sleep. That's it. You know, okay, so he was probably asleep. Whatever.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, so 2 days later, 2 days later, still nothing. And I'm like, well, okay, huh, what's that about? And I wasn't really worried at that point. I'm just kind of like, okay, you know, well, he probably got busy and, like, meant to answer me and then, you know, got swept up with stuff going on and, you know, just slipped his mind. And there are, you know, instances where it's like, okay, you haven't responded to somebody in 2 days, but it's not like you, it's not time sensitive, you know what I mean? It's not like you have to answer a question or whatever. So you're
right.
Just like, oh, yeah, I'll do that later, and then that, and you just forget about it, you know. And after 2 days, really, are you going to reply with, hi? You know, that's kind of lame.
You're like, I'm a loser.
Right, at that, yes, exactly. So, yeah, so 2 days, nothing. And so then I said, we have this thing, we love, like, overcast, almost rainy days because it's perfect for what we like to call napping.
I know about that, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, you know, which has absolutely nothing to do with sleep.
Sleep.
So
sleep
it was one of those days. Yes, no sleep involved whatsoever. So it was one of those days, and I just sent him a text, and I was like, overcast day, perfect for napping. Nothing. No response. I'm like, okay. And now I'm getting mad, you know, because I'm like, really? Really? You can't answer that? Like, what the fuck? So I call him, and he doesn't answer. And I've given up on leaving voicemails, because even if he listens to them, he doesn't call back immediately. So I knew leaving a voicemail wasn't going to do nothing. Yeah. Okay, so I call, no answer. I don't leave a voicemail. Okay, so we're heading into 5 days now, right? All right.
Yeah.
So I waited another day, and I was like, okay, let me see if I can, like, call at a time when I think he would be more able to answer the phone, right?
Right.
So I call, and I get voicemail again. And I'm like, okay. I was like, well, you know what? I will leave a message. So, and word for word, this is the message I left.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie. I know you got back from your trip. I was just wanted to hear how your trip went, how much fun you had. So when you have a minute, give me a call back. Okay? Bye.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my message, right? Nothing threatening or, you know, there was no malice in my voice or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, still nothing. 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 So that's when I started texting you and T. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, okay, it's not like I could have done anything because we haven't spoken for 2 weeks. So, what the hell is going on?
Right.
So, Yeah. So I'm like, all right, maybe it's just that, you know, because he doesn't do any small talk, he doesn't believe that any of those messages deserve or have an answer, or, you know, have an answer that he needs to give. And I'm like, okay, that's entirely plausible.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's like, dude, I sent you 2 text messages and called you twice. Obviously, I would like to speak with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I know he's obtuse. He is not that obtuse, okay? He does not bury his head in the sand that badly, okay?
Okay.
So in the midst of this, I have like taken on a second job. So I'm working like 60 hours a week. So me like carving out 2 minutes to even make a phone call is like pulling my freaking hair out, okay? Because every single day I'm working 2 jobs, and, you know, it's like, okay, I have to be up at this hour, and I'm at this job until 2, and then I'd be at this job at 3:30 until 10:30, and then I have to come home, and, oh, crap, I need to do laundry, and, you know, I'm a busy person, okay? Busy. Got shit going on, all right? So the fact that I even carved out 2 minutes to leave a fucking voicemail for this dickhead is a miracle in itself.
Yes.
And so that would be where I was for like 2 days straight. And, you know, as my friend Carolyn would say, I was about to completely and totally just nut up and say, you know what, motherfucker? You can kick your little, you know, I was at that point. I'm at the point where I'm like, you know what? You can't return a motherfucking phone call. You're lucky I'm calling your ass in the first place. So, you know, I had to take a breath from that. And I literally came home and I was like, you know what? I'm not thinking about this anymore. I'm done. And I came home that night and I took a long bubble bath and I had a glass of wine and I went to bed. And I dreamt about it, okay? It's horrible. Then I'm dreaming about it. I'm like, oh my God. So he and I have a, I don't know what to call it. It's not just a love of music, but it's, we both have a love affair with music. Like, we love all different types of genres of music. And,
right.
And both of us really get into not only how the music is constructed, but we love it when artists who are really talented collaborate on something. So he and I both pay a lot of attention to, oh, this was so-and-so's song, but this person played on it. Oh, yeah, that person wrote the bridge. And, you know, we have those conversations. You know, to anybody else, it would be really boring, but to us, it's somewhat exciting. So George Duke died this week. And he was an amazing piano player, jazz piano player, and he did a lot of collaborations with a lot of different artists. And Frank Zappa was one of the people that he did a lot of collaborating with. And Zappa is one of Mr. Wizard's favorite artists. So I knew he would know who he was.
Right.
And I didn't know if he knew that he had passed, because it wasn't, when it first happened, it wasn't really out there a whole lot. And so I sent him a link to an article about it. And the title, the subject line just said, sad music news. And then in the body of the email, it just said, did you see this? And I put the link there.
Okay.
Completely expecting him not to respond, because, you know, it's been a week and a half and he hadn't responded. Okay. And yeah. So I sent that at like, I don't know, like 11 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And 6 o'clock that night, he answers me. I hadn't seen this. Been listening to a lot of Zappa lately with Duke on keyboards. So many people dying recently or something like that is what I got back.
That's interesting.
And I'm saying, yeah, so, you know, I'm like, okay. So that he felt like he could answer. Interesting. Okay, so, and I'm sitting there, and I was about to type a reply, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm not. I'm not going to type a reply immediately. Not doing that. So I actually shut down my computer and went to dinner with a friend of mine and had a blackberry martini and a wonderful dinner and some wonderful conversation. And came home and, you know, took a shower and went to bed. And then this morning when I got back to work, I sent him a response and I was like, yeah, way too many. And I listed a few people, kind of obscure, like session musicians and stuff, and a couple of producers and things like that, that had died just this year. And then I was like, oh, sorry, you probably didn't want a list. Yeah, and that was my response. And, of course, I haven't gotten anything back from him, and I don't expect to because there's no reason for him to respond. But anyway.
Yeah, but still, okay.
But I'm just like, but that got me thinking about what kind of communication is really important to keep a relationship going. Especially when it's a long-distance relationship. Because, right. You know, and he's so higher brain function all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. All the time. He never stops thinking. So, because he's like that, And that's one of the things I love about him. That's one of the things I find really engaging and lovely about him.
Yes.
But because he's like that all the time, it's hard to know what is going to engage him at any point in time. But it's hard to know what he'll choose to care about, you know, what he'll choose to engage with. and trust me, I am not spending a whole lot of goddamn time thinking about shit, you know, just to get him to talk to me. I ain't doing that.
No, I know you're not doing that.
But then I started thinking, well, really? Did anything change in our relationship in that week and a half that we didn't talk? No. Nothing changed. No one's feelings were hurt. There was not a fight. You know, we didn't, you know, bump up against, you know, some issue or, you know, non-negotiable from either one of us that, you know, had to be discussed or, you know, there was nothing wrong. And the simple silence made me so crazy that I believed something was wrong.
Right.
And I mean, is that a girl thing? Because I'm new to this. I've never been a girl. I don't know about this.
I know.
So, I have. I've always been the guy. Even with you and me, I was the guy.
You were the guy. I was the girl. I know. love you every day.
And in this one, I am most decidedly the fucking girl, and I don't like it.
I know. I can tell. I can tell. And because I love you so much, I think it's kind of cute that you're now the girl. But I know it's driving
yes.
me crazy.
I know. All of my girlfriends are having a really wonderful time with this. Every single one of y'all. All of y'all like, oh, yeah, keep laughing. I'm gonna find a way to get y'all back. I swear I'm gonna find a way to get you back. it's driving me crazy. I've got to find a way not to do this. I really do.
it's hard to be the girl because I think being the girl makes you vulnerable. And you don't like to be vulnerable, I don't think.
No. That's not me.
It's not you. You have to let your guard down and trust these other people.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
I know you're not. And it's okay. But, you know, that I think that that's really what you're dealing with you.
Yeah, and see, that's just it. Like, I recognize that all of this drama is all me. Like, I completely created it. It has absolutely nothing to do with him. He did absolutely nothing wrong.
I know. He's just not being himself. He's being a guy, and he's like, I got this really cool girlfriend who lets me be myself.
Right. Yeah, he has no clue that in the background I'm like, you fucking asshole. and I don't ever want him to know that I'm in the background saying that. Well, because, you know, I want him to be himself. I want him to know that, you know, big picture, yes, with me, that is the one place where you can absolutely be exactly who you are and will be completely accepted and loved for it.
Right.
That is the way it should be. Now, does part of you frustrate the fuck out of me? Yes. but it's not big enough to warrant throwing the rest of it away.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, so I just have to learn how to control me.
Yes, you need to learn how to control you. Because you don't want to be the crazy, crazy girl. You don't want to be like...
I know! And I've never been that. And, you know, and tried very hard not to be that. Like, I have never been the girlfriend that had to, you know, talk to you every 20 seconds and, you know, wanted to know absolutely everything that you were doing every minute of every day or had to be called like 3 or 4 times a day. Never. I've never been that girl. I don't want to be that girl. Those girls piss me off.
I do. I know they do. But now you know why they did that.
I guess. Okay, so I guess I understand them a little bit. But I still don't like it. I understand it.
Okay.
Because it's you, but it's them saying, you know, if you're not talking to me, then something's wrong. Then, you know, if we're not communicating, then obviously something has changed. And it's that whole, like, fear thing. It's that whole fear thing. If I'm not talking to you, then obviously you're off somewhere doing something that would hurt me, you know?
Which is doubly
stupid because I know he would never do that. He would never do that. I know he would never do that. So it just makes this entire, like, 4-day freak out of mine even more stupid.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm going to be okay. I swear. This is why I hate monogamy. This is it right here, because it makes people crazy.
Okay, but you know what? Okay, when he's outdoing him, you need to be outdoing you.
And I am. Oh, yeah. It's not that, trust me, it is not that I stopped living my life and doing stuff during this week and a half. Yeah, during this week and a half, yeah, I went to a concert, I went to a play, I went to dinner with my friend Patrick. You know, it's not like I was sitting at home looking at the phone going, I wonder if he'll call. Oh, hell no. No. Yeah, I was still me. I still, you know, I went to work. I was working a lot. But, you know, when I had time to do stuff that I wanted to do, I was not sitting at home pining over him. I went out with my friends. I did stuff. And most of the time talked about how pissed I was at him. But, you know, it's like I was doing stuff, though. You know, I was out. All right, well, we are going to take a little music break.
I need to refill my champagne.
Oh, my goodness, you are drinking.
I am. I'm only having one champagne glass for every segment we do.
Okay. Yeah, don't get completely, fried on the air, okay? Don't do that to me again.
I won't get fried on the air. I'll be good.
All right, we're going to take a little music break. We'll be right back on Girlfriend to Girlfriend.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Needs some every now and then. Been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss. Your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy. You'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin. You know I love your brown. Down, beautiful, my heart. a queen.
You make me feel like a queen.
Tell me what's that thing you do that makes me want to get next to you, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 oh,
yeah.
Brown skin. You know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine ends. Brown skin. Up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then.
Welcome back to Girlfriend to Girlfriend here on Six Size Radio, coming to you every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. Give us a call. We want to hear from you, 424-243-9617. So, okay, Poppy, you got your champagne filled again?
I do. I'm ready, girl. Let's go.
Okay. All right. So let me tell you what else happened this week.
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
This is the craziest thing. As soon as I become monogamous, like, former playmates come out of the freaking woodwork wanting to see me. Oh, my God. I had, our friend who worked for the government, yes, he called me.
Really?
Yes. Wanted to have a naked lunch. And I'm like, what? Like, I haven't heard from you in a year and a half. What the hell? Yes. He called me just today. I had a former playmate send me text messages. He was like, oh, I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you? Blah, blah, blah. He was like, oh, I'm going to be in town just a few minutes from you, probably Thursday night. Maybe we can get together. And I was like, yeah, we can have dinner. And he's like, well, I was hoping for more. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, not really doing that right now. I'm exclusive with someone. And he goes, oh, well, that sucks. I'm like, oh, really? That sucks? But, you know, I'm like, well, thanks for being happy for me. Shit. And he then says, no, really, I'm happy for you. But there isn't any way that I can. And I'm like, really? Really, you're still trying. I told you no, and you're still trying.
Oh, he even oh my God. I take it very hard than that.
He even offered to pay me.
What?
Yes. He offered to pay me.
Oh, my God.
I know. I couldn't believe it either. I was like, seriously? You just said that. You went there.
Okay.
Yes. And at that point, I just stopped replying. Yeah.
He said that. I'm having trouble with that one.
I'm absolutely serious. Hold on. I can read you the text message. Hold on just a moment. let me get to it. Because I couldn't believe it either. He was like, okay. He says, okay. Then he asked, he was like, oh, well, if I'm in the area and I need to sleep on your couch, is that cool? And I said, yeah, of course. And he says, well, I probably won't, because I don't think I could stand knowing you were asleep naked in the other room. To which I replied, I won't sleep naked if that helps. And he says, not a lot. Does exclusive mean I can't even pay you for sex?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. And I said, wow, you went there.
I'm actually kind of horrified at that.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. Okay. You know, and call me a little strange, but, you know, one part of me was like, wow, he's willing to pay for it? I must be damn good. You know, I mean, I've always known good.
I am damn good.
You know,
I am good.
Mm-hmm. He's willing to pay for it. I must be damn good. But of course, you know, that only lasted a couple of seconds. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's ew. Yeah. And to top it off, the second job that I got, the guy that I'm working for.
Please don't tell me you're getting paid for that.
No, I'm not getting paid for that, but oh my God. He's so hot. It's just oh my God.
Really?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, he is runway model hot. Yeah.
Wow. You know what I do when I change jobs? I get gay guys. And not because we can rock the gay guys out there because I love you. You're like, is that you guys are like my best friends? But really?
Right. Oh my God.
On his car. Stone Cold Bitch is his license plate. I'm not kidding you. I'm like, really? Why don't you just wear I'm a gay sign on your neck?
Okay, well, we have a caller. Well, hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, no.
Philip!
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, sweetie. How have you been? We haven't heard from you in so long.
I fell a little while ago. I fractured my hip, but I'm doing no better now.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, goodness. So you're up and around and everything?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, well, that's
okay.
Yeah, I just called. I missed you guys, and till now, I'm gonna go to sleep around and let him birdie. You play some of that groovy song tune.
Oh, you need some bumpy bump music.
Yeah, 'cause she's in the kitchen shaking it up.
All right.
Yeah.
We will get you, baby, on the next music break. I'll play you some dance music.
Okay, baby, I love you guys. And that dude, I love his show, too. What's that guy?
Yes. Six?
We
yes.
We love you, baby.
Yeah, he plays good tunes.
He does. Have you listened to the gospel show that he does every week?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. He does a gospel show every week, too. So you can tune in and get your praise on.
Gospel show.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. I love this station. I love it.
And we love you, darling.
Yes, we do.
I don't want to take up much time, but I just miss you guys.
Aw, thank you, sweetheart. Well, we definitely missed hearing from you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll talk to you guys next Wednesday, right?
Yes, next Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
Honey, write that down. That's Wednesday.
Yeah, don't forget now.
Oh, no.
All right, we're going to get you on next music break. We're going to play some Bumpty Bump for you.
All right, baby. I love you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling, darling.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
Isn't he precious? I just love him.
He's a sweetie.
I know, he's so sweet. Yeah, so I get, okay, yeah. The guy, now, just want y'all to know, he's probably going to call in and listen to the show at some point. But, yeah, runway model hot. That's how hot this man is, okay? I mean, seriously, tall, dark, and handsome. Like, he's got the good hair, he's got pretty eyes, and sweet as he can be. And I'm just like, really? The devil is alive and well. You know, the devil is working. The devil is hard at work trying to get me to do wrong. You know?
Trying to get you to do it. Trying to make you do bad things.
Yes! Just trying to just give me an outlet to just fuck everything up. But I'm doing well, though. I'm doing well. It's okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, so I've had former playmates, like, blowing up my phone. Literally, one of them, he didn't even really send me a text message. He just, well, it was a text message. It was a picture of his cock.
Oh.
Like, that yes, that was the message. Yes, that was it.
Was it a nice package?
Yes, it's a very nice package, but there wasn't even a hi, how you doing, where are you, you know. Yeah, no, like, warm-up to it at all, you know, just arbitrary 3:30 in the afternoon picture of a cock. Just, yeah, crazy stuff that happened. And of course, you know, now that I'm monogamous, that's how it goes. I don't know what's up with men. They're just weird. That's what they are. They're just weird. I don't know. But I am trying to be good. Let me just tell you, I almost slipped up last week with a girl.
Really?
Yes. Oh, because she's so gorgeous. And, yeah. She's a former coworker, and it was her last day at work, and she invited a few people over to her house to kind of, you know, have a few drinks and celebrate. And, you know, she had whiskey, and you know me, I can't not drink whiskey.
You can't resist. I know.
And so, yeah, four whiskeys in, everybody else had left, and it was just her and I sitting there talking, and she's so adorable. I mean, she's so adorable. Oh, my God, she's so gorgeous. little Hispanic woman. Oh, my God. And we're sitting there on her bed, drinking whiskey and talking. And before I knew it, I am reaching over and taking, like, she had her hair up in a ponytail. I'm reaching over and taking her ponytail out and starting to play with her hair. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, I need to go. That's what I need to do. I need to take my black ass home. And she's like, oh. Well, and, you know, at that point, it was like 3 in the morning. And she was like, well, you know, you can stay here. You can sleep on the couch. And I thought to myself, honey, if I stay here, I ain't sleeping on no damn couch. And I ain't sleeping either. I need to take my ass home. I need to. Like I said, the devil's alive and well. Alive and well. Doing the whole, he's working. He's working.
He knows.
Because you know me. You know me. I do not go after women. Normally, if I go for a woman, it has to be like I have to know her for a while, and she's normally the one that makes the first move.
Yeah. It has to be a sure thing. I know. You don't put yourself out there kind of like you do with guys, with women.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I was full on out there.
Wow. I need to meet this woman. I want to kill her. I'm like, who are you to get her out there like that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you do need to meet her because she's so cool. She's very awesome. She's funny and smart. And, you know, she's got this really, like, weird sense of humor. And
you love that.
And, yes. And she's, you know, she's one of those lesbians that, like, likes to be submissive. So, you know, she's talking to me about her ex-girlfriends or whatever, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'd love to be bossed around. And I'm like, oh, God, why did you say that? Like, really? You had to say that? You had to say that to me? Like, sitting there going, oh, I could so have fun bossing you around. Okay. Yeah, devil's alive and well. Alive and well is what he is. All right, well, we promised Philip some dance music. So we're going to play a couple dance tunes for Philip. We're going to take a little music break, and we'll be right back on Girlfriend and Girlfriend.
Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip, 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 dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Dip. Dip.
Yo, I got that hits to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll. That future flow. That digital spit. Next level visual shit. I got that. Yup, 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 yup
that boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom. Let the beat rock.
Let the beat rock.
Let the beat rock.
Let the beat.
Let the beat rock.
Let the beat rock.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Girlfriend to Girlfriend here on Six Eyes Radio. I thought that song was appropriate for our discussion tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I think that kind of fits the
movie. That, it kind of sums up everything we don't want to be.
No joke. We don't want to be the crazy ex-girlfriend or the crazy present girlfriend. None of us.
Right. Right.
Don't want to be that chick lady.
Oh, you know, and we all hate that girl, you know? I mean, when we're the new girlfriend and the previous one is still hanging around, you know, we all pity her. We're like, really, chick, you can't let go?
I know. We're all like, really? Come on, let us help you.
Yeah, so don't want to be that. And, so I guess I'm just going to have to keep the freak out number one to a minimum and number two to myself.
You know? A very minimum few of us who are like, okay, it's not going any further than my inbox.
Right. You know, and maybe that's, like, a good thing to do. Like, just go ahead and write that letter. Do not open your email and write it, because then you'll hit send by mistake, and that will cause all kinds of problems. But, you know, even if you're just...
us, and, you know, we'll keep it. Well, it'll be in safekeeping. We aren't going to let it go anywhere further, and we're going to be like, okay.
There you go.
She's, like, being crazy, and it's all right. It's going to pass.
Oh, yes. Well, we all have those moments, don't we? But, you know, maybe that's a good thing to do, is, like, go ahead and write that mean letter, you know, when you're having your freak out, and you know that there's actually nothing to it. You know, there's nothing for you to actually be worried about, but for some, you know, horrible reason, we're freaking out anyway.
You have to send it, so send it to me. It's okay.
There you go.
Come to my inbox.
That could be interesting.
You know, mean girl. I'm like, okay, you're freaking out. You're being a girl. You got your girl contact.
Oh, my God. And, well, you know, with Mr. Wizard, it's always kind of hard to tell whether or not he's freaking out, because he's just as, you know, apprehensive and weird about being in a relationship again as I am. So for all I know, he could have been having the same freak out that I was.
He could have been.
You know, he could have been sitting there on the other side going, God damn, why does she keep texting me like she's never done this before? What's going on?
Oh, my God, you're a girl.
Yeah. He definitely could be doing that. And, you know, that's something that that I've come up against with him more than other white men that I've dated. Is the difference in culture. Because in the white culture, like, meeting the parents is the last step before jewelry is exchanged.
That's correct.
Yeah, you don't meet mom and dad until, you know, there's been a proposal and jewelry has been purchased.
Wedding dresses have been picked out. Tuxedos have been rented.
Right. In the black community, it is the exact opposite. We meet the parents early, because if we don't, the parents are sitting there going, well, you've been dating for a while, why haven't we seen it? Something wrong with it?
White parents are like, we know when we're introduced, we're like, it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's just frolicking.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if, you know, because he has no way to know about that difference, you know.
Right.
So I'm wondering if you know, he may be having his own freak out after, you know, meeting my mom.
Right. She just met your mother.
You know?
I love your mother, but she's a daunting person.
You know, everybody says that. Everybody says that. You know that she.
I was kind of like, I love Leslie, but you scare me.
Yeah, everybody has that sense after they meet her. They're like, wow, that's your mom? Wow.
She's very intense.
Well, and it was interesting because, like, I could tell he was nervous, but he didn't want me to know that he was nervous. Like, I could tell he was just completely freaking the fuck out the entire 2 days that we were there.
You know, your dad didn't scare me, your stepdad didn't scare me, but your mom scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah. So when we
got
there,
and your aunt and everything's cool, and if I never have to meet your mom again, I'll be fine. Because she's scary.
We got there, and you know, we didn't really have any like alone time from that morning until after the little retirement ceremony at the college. So we go back to, and there was this big question about whether we were going to stay at the house or if we were going to stay at a hotel. Because my mom had gotten rooms for people that were coming from out of town. And I left it up to him. I was like, I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me which way we go. You know, if you want to stay at the house, we'll do that. If you want to stay at the hotel, we'll do that. It's not a big deal. And he kind of vacillated back and forth. He was like, no, it's whatever you want. If you want to stay at the house, that's fine. And, yeah, and finally I just was like,
balls on a rug.
Exactly. And I was like, no, actually, it's up to you. If you want to stay in the hotel, I am fine with that. I said, because you do realize we are having sex while we're down there. So if you are at all apprehensive about having sex with my mother in the house, you know, you better make the choice you need to make. Because I don't care. You know, she knows her daughter. It's not like she's going to be expecting that we're sleeping in separate rooms or anything. So he was like, okay. Yeah, so he was like, okay, yeah, let's stay in the hotel.
Her underwear and decides she doesn't like people. I'm just saying.
So we get back to the hotel.
I don't like her.
Well, we get back to the hotel, and he was wound so tight. It was, oh, my God. He was just a ball of nerves. So we get back to the hotel. We had a little time in between the thing at the college and going to mom's house for the barbecue afterwards. So we went back to the hotel to, like, change clothes and get comfortable and everything. And, of course, you know, I was like, okay, let's have sex and get, you know, get that out of the way, you know, like, calm him down a little bit. And we're laying there afterwards. Yeah, we're laying there afterwards. And I said, you feel better? He goes, yes.
Oh, bless his heart. But, you know, the picture I saw of you and him and her was very sweet and precious, I have to say.
It was. And everybody who's seen that picture has said, oh, my God, is he a professor? He looks like an academic.
Oh, no, he looks like a guy I would see you with, yes. That's the kind of guy I've always imagined you falling for.
Really?
No, yes, really. Yes,
okay.
Really.
I never saw that, but you know, like, because he's so different from anybody I've dated before.
He's not different from any of the women you've been attracted to.
That's true.
Think about it.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Wow.
And when I saw him, I was like, oh God, he's perfect for her.
Well, you know, I told him, I said, you know, all of my girlfriends are so on your side. And he's like, what does that mean? I'm like, well, they're kind of rooting for you. Like, anytime I complain about you, they're on your side instead of mine. And he was like, okay, I don't know what that means, but okay.
He's like, I guess that's a good thing. Oh, we like him.
Yeah, we do. Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
So the last time I went to see him, you know, we did our little staycation at his house for a few days.
What?
So my special surprise for him this time was I gave him a lap dance.
Oh, sexy. I like it.
Yeah, so I had my friend T teaches pole and chair.
Perfect.
So, so I had her come over one night before I left town, and she helped me put a routine together and everything, helped me pick the music. So it was so cute because I told him I had a surprise for him, and of course, true to form, he didn't ask what the surprise was, you know.
Of course not.
He basically ignored that I said it, you know, whatever. So I got down there Sunday night. So Monday night we're sitting there, and he's like, well, do you want me to cook dinner? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm getting hungry. I was like, well, he was like, well, we could go out. And I was like, no, I don't really feel like going out. And I said, well, you know, when do you want your surprise? And he goes, I don't know, whenever you want to give it to me. And I said, well, you know, it does take some preparation. And he goes, okay. He goes, do I have to leave the house? Like, you want me to go for a walk or something?
I have to leave that house.
I said, no, you don't have to leave the house. I said, do you want to know what it is? And he's like, well, I guess. I mean, if you want to tell me. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to give you a lap dance. And he just kind of froze. He, like, froze in time.
Yeah.
And we're sitting outside having a cigarette, having this conversation. And
yeah.
There was this pause. And he goes, well, I guess I better get dinner started. He immediately got up and went and started cooking.
I guess I better get dinner started.
So he goes to start cooking. And so I finished my cigarette and I went in the house and I'm sitting there in the kitchen while he's cooking. And he goes, well, don't watch me. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't know it was that serious.
Yeah.
So I went in the other room and, like, read while he was cooking and everything. And he tells me dinner is ready. And I walk in, and he put out the good silver. He lit candles.
What men do for a lap dance, man.
So, and this is also the first time that he's ever cooked for me.
Oh,
most
nice.
Of the time, yeah, most of the time when we stay for a few days, I'm the one that's cooking or we'll go out. So this was the first time that he'd ever cooked for me. So, you know, we're sitting there, we're eating dinner, and there's just this kind of, like, there's this, you know, a big pink elephant in the room. And he eats really fast, and then he's just kind of sitting there looking at me. And I couldn't help it. I slowed down. I'm taking my time. And he's just looking at me like he's sitting there, you know, he's finished and he's sitting there looking at me like, okay, let's go.
When's the lap dance start? When does this proportion of the evening begin?
Right. So finally I was like, okay, I'm not gonna make you wait anymore. I was like, okay, you go in the other room and sit down and I'll let you know when I'm ready. So I go in and I had my little outfit my favorite. His favorite lingerie for me.
Yeah.
It's that red bra and panty set that I have, where the bra like got that gold on it. Remember that one?
Oh yeah, I remember that one very well.
Yeah, so I had that on, and then that that sheer cover that's like white and has the big red roses on it.
Love that too.
And my scary shoes, as he likes to call them. So, you know, I get ready, and oh, you would have been so proud of me, okay? Because you know I hate to wear makeup, honey. I put the full face on.
You're so pretty without it that you're like a glamazon when you have it on. Just so everybody out there knows, you're like a total glamazon when you have full face on.
Well, I even put fake eyelashes on, honey.
Oh, damn.
Yes. And I got red, I got like blood red lip gloss, shiny lip gloss.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I completely did it up.
Get a picture of this? What the hell?
Oh, my God. If I brought out a camera and said, take my picture, or, you know, just, he didn't even see a camera anywhere, he would have freaked the fuck out. But, so, I bring a chair into the bedroom from the kitchen, and then I go and get him. And I said, well, have you ever gotten a lap dance before? And he goes, no. And I said, okay. And he sat down and immediately went to cross his legs, because that's like his regular stance. You know, he crossed his legs. And so I, like, uncrossed his legs for him. And I said, okay, well, you just sit here and remember, no touching.
Ooh. I mean,
oh, it was so nice. So, you know, I start the music and I do my whole routine, and so by the end of the routine, you know, I'm naked. And I go over to him, and I motion for him to get up and follow me, you know. Okay, so we have sex. Okay, now this is an interesting thing, because this was also the first time that he looked at me while we were having sex.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And I have asked male friends, you know, does that mean something? Does it mean nothing? Like, what does that mean? And every single one of them has told me, go ahead, what do you think?
I think it means something. I think there's a connection for them when they look at you.
Well, this is the first time he ever looked at me. And when I asked four different male friends.
Okay.
Two of them happily married and two of them single.
All right.
And all four of them said, yes, that definitely means something. That definitely says that he's connected with you, and that he's emotionally connected with you, that it's not just a physical thing. He's like, all of them were like, yeah, the only time I do that is when I am really into the woman that I'm with.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
I was like, okay, all right. So, we're laying there afterwards, and I said, so did you like it? He goes, isn't it obvious? And I was like, well, yes, it's obvious, but it's also good to hear. You know?
I got some reinforcement here.
So yeah, I think he liked his lap dance. That was nice. And I told him, I sent him an email before he went off to play with the boys for 4 days. I sent him an email, and I was like, you don't have to tell your friends everything about me, because, you know, I probably will meet them eventually, and I want to see their face when they realize that you've been seeing a black woman for the past year. And I said, but feel free to tell them about the lap dance, because let's face it, I'm really cool for giving that to you.
Yes, you are.
And of course, I sent that to him in an email. Of course, he didn't even answer the email. Like, I know he was sitting there reading it going, oh my God. You know, sitting there going, like, ah, crap. So I can't wait to hear, you know, he's supposed to come up this weekend, because we're going to a concert this weekend, and I cannot wait to hear, because I know that his friends asked if he was dating somebody. I know they did, because they all know that he's been, you know, separated, you know, about to be divorced for a while. I know that those men asked if he was dating somebody. So I want to know what he said. I want to know exactly what he said to them about me. And, you know, knowing him, he probably didn't say much. But I don't know. Like I said, he doesn't talk about stuff like that with people. And, yes, these guys are friends of his, have been friends of his for a really long time. So he may have been more open with them than he is with other people, but, but I don't know. I don't know if he was more open with them, I don't know if he would share that with me, you know?
Right.
Cause that's kind of insider information. Oh, but it's going to be fun to ask and watch his face make all kinds of weird expressions. Who knows? I may be able to tell just by the facial expressions exactly, you know, how much information he shares. Because he thinks he doesn't have any facial expressions, but he does.
Yes, he does, and you know them.
Well, I'm happy to get to know them. Like, I can't, you know, that's the only thing I've got. Like, he doesn't really share his emotions on a regular basis. So I've got to have something to go on. Oh. All right, we're going to take a little music break, and we will be right back.
All right, let's dance.
Once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood, misknowing. Don't you ever feel
that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that?
Girlfriend to Girlfriend here on Six Eyes Radio, coming to you every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. And we have a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's your boy, Dave Tolliver. What's poppin', baby?
Dave, what's up, sweetheart? I ain't heard from you in a minute.
I mean, you know, Six Eyes, you know, he be blocking it. He don't want me to meet you, I guess, obviously. I don't know, man.
Well, baby,
I guess you his girl or something.
Oh, he does get a little possessive of me, that's for sure.
I know, right? It must be that jealousy.
But it's okay. Actually, he mad right now.
Why?
He mad because I found me a boo.
Oh. He should have stepped up to the plate then. He should have stepped his turn in there like a 49er. You know? All that he was talking, he should have made his claim. If he liked it, then he should have put a ring on it.
Now you know me better than that. You know I ain't wearing no rings now. You know that.
I feel you. I don't blame you on some days.
Yeah, so he's a little mad at me about that, but you know. It's all okay. You also need to meet my co-host, Dave. This is Poppy. Poppy, this is Dave.
What up, Poppy? What's up, Ma? We talked last time for a minute. I know we were supposed to meet up, but I guess he went through his thing and, you know, he had a little situation and then we never got a chance to hook up because I know he hasn't been back to his apartment that much. So, but you know.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm in DC for a while, so when are you planning your next tour?
Actually, I just signed a new deal with a company called Monarchy. Monarchy is a division of the Spectra Music Group. Spectra, everybody knows music. Spectra was a really historically popular like jazz type label from back in the day.
Yeah.
And right now everybody doesn't know. And they have a new division called Monarchy, and on that label as well is Dina Howard, Glenn Jones, Tony Terry, Fredro Scrugg from Onyx, myself. I'm the newest member, so I'm in the house.
That's very cool. Yeah, congratulations.
Everything will go on, man.
All right. Well, you got to let us know when you're putting out some new music. You can come on the show and debut it.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yes, Poppy darling, it would, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, baby.
Yes, it would. Yeah, but Six probably mad, you know. Can't get no more peanut butter and jelly now. The sandwich shop is closed.
Uh-oh.
He could ride him
because
he's going to be mad at me. You know, when you joke him, he'd be mad at me, won't answer my call, you know, still don't want to hang out with me. It's all good, though.
Damn.
All right, so tonight we're talking about how much communication is good or bad in a relationship. And I know you've been married since God was a boy. I know you got to weigh in on this one.
I mean, communication is very important. I mean, when you get to the point where you can't communicate, I think, it's time, if you guys can't even have a decent conversation, then it's time to let it go.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
let it go.
But communication is the key to success on any type of relationship, whether it be friendship, business, marriage, sexual, all of that. Communication is the key to that, that determines how successful or how not successful it's going to be.
Yeah. I just went through a week and a half because, you know, my boo doesn't live in the same city. So we're 3 hours away from each other, and we're both really super busy, and, you know, he doesn't do small talk. Like, he's not the type of person to get on the phone and just shoot the shit for 20 minutes. He just doesn't do that. It's just not him.
Right.
And so we literally have not spoken for almost 2 weeks now. Like, there's literally, we just had, like, an email exchange, you know, yesterday, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything about our relationship or whatever. But, you know, like I said, nothing's actually wrong for whatever reason. For me, it feels wrong that we haven't talked for so long.
Oh, yeah, you need to talk. I think when you have out-of-town situations like that, it's important to keep those comfort levels of trust up, and you need to talk at least, you know, depending upon how busy you are, at least once or twice a day. Doesn't have to be for hours at a time, but, you know, just for reassurance, you know, if you need that, but at least once a day. I mean, because if you guys are really busy like that, then, you know, obviously you can't sit up all day and be talking on the phone. Oh, I love you. Oh, I miss you. Breathing heavy and all that stuff. You got those big gaps of silence. I mean, because, you know. Maintaining, like, I mean, you have to be strong to deal with, like, that out of town stuff. It's really tough. I've dealt with that in my life of being an entertainer. I honestly have fell in love with a couple women that live, like, out of town and stuff like that. And it gets tough, especially if you're a person that's faithful. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. And, of course, as soon as I become monogamous, all my other playmates, like people I haven't talked to in like a year and a half, come out the freaking woodwork and want to know if they can see me. I had one today, literally, I shit you not, offer to pay me.
Wow.
I can't get rid of that one. Sorry.
I thought you were cooking the bread.
I mean, I know the fish is good, but...
You know, and on one hand, I was like, damn, he willing to show up dollars? Okay. But at the same time, I'm like, wait a minute, that is not a compliment. You know?
I know. But then the other hand is like, that's an insult, dude.
I'd have told him, put it in my PayPal first. I was like, put it in my PayPal, and I'll see what's up.
Right. And if it ain't high enough, I'll let you know. Well, you know what, Dave, since you called in, baby, I'm gonna play one of your songs. How about that?
Cool. I was just about to say, since I called in, I get a special treat.
You get a special treat. We are gonna hear some Dave Tolliver original music, all right? Hold on, we'll be right back on Girlfriend to Girlfriend.
Black Pavarotti, that's me. Six size, nigga.
That's him.
Yeah. Six size music, yeah.
Shorty is a freak, she do it anywhere. On the bed, on the floor, 1,000 feet in the air.
Real talk right here, baby.
Shorty is a freak, she want it all the time.
Body.
Lights on, lights off, the
six
girl
size music production.
Shorty is a freak, she do it anywhere. On the bed, on the floor, 1,000 feet in the air. Shorty is a freak, she want it all the time. Lights on, lights off, the girl ain't shy.
Hey.
baby, is every man's dream. Need a shorty like that down on your team. She a go-getter, a rider, rider. Niggas lose their mind when they deep inside her. Not a hooker, no sex for hire. But if she on your team, you might as well retire. No, it ain't a game, but she the queen of the court. And if she put the moves on you, you'll be screaming for more.
Yeah. Shorty is a freak, she do it anywhere. Ooh. On the bed, on the floor, a thousand feet in the air. Lights off, the girl ain't shy.
She ain't shy, no.
She is a freak, she do it anywhere. On the bed, on the floor, a thousand feet in the air.
In the
light, she is a freak, she want it all the time. Lights on, lights off, the girl ain't shy.
Shorty go hard, she a hall of famer.
Yes, sir.
If you can't hang, she won't complain or shame you. Put your own point in the right direction.
Yeah.
Personal guide for proper injection.
I like
Miss
that.
Got brains, good head on her shoulders.
Got brains.
Packed up, packed up, woman's a soldier. She's the top pick of the first round.
Yeah.
Hut one, hut two, touchdown.
Shorty is a freak, she do it anywhere.
Come on.
Girl, that ass so fine.
Yeah.
That ass
Ruby,
so fine.
Baby.
Yes, sir. Girl, that ass so fine.
Yeah.
That ass so fine.
She got that throwback. Like her music was good. When life was simple and we was boys in the hood. Misty got that potion, have you taking them Xannies. On the couch stretched out, getting your head examined. Going in circles like a timeless clock. 20 seconds from stalking her once she give you a shot. She the type of chick that you put the cuffs on. Tell your boys you ain't hanging tonight. I'm staying home.
Stand
my baby's
clear,
a freak, and when I'm with her, I'm in heaven. I'm the black paparazzi.
Guess what?
And I approve this message. My baby's a freak.
Yes, sir. The black paparazzi. Six Eyes Music. What y'all gonna do with it?
My baby's a freak.
Let's go.
Shorty is a freak. She do it anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
Baby.
Shorty is a freak. She want it all the time.
She got that.
For you.
Shorty is a freak, she do it anywhere. On the bed, on the floor, a thousand feet in the air.
Black paparazzi,
she freak, she want it all the time.
Just
lights on, lights off, the girl ain't shy.
Shorty
is a freak, she do it anywhere. On the bed, on the floor, a thousand feet in the air. Shorty is a freak, she want it all the time.
Yeah.
Lights on, lights off, the girl ain't shy.
All right, welcome back to Girlfriend to Girlfriend. That was our own Black Pavarotti, Dave Tolliver, with Shorty a Freak. Now, did you write that song about me?
Of course I did.
You wrote it about me.
I did.
I was just wondering, because it sounds an awful lot like me.
I know, right?
I like to say that Six says Poppy is a freak all the time.
Call both of you bluff on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm taking right now, but I'll watch. I swear I'll watch.
Too. That definitely works. She ain't gonna be able to sit on the side. She ain't gonna be able to just sit on the side. She gonna wanna dive in like she takes on.
Oh, that's what you betting on, huh? Okay.
Well, I'm not betting on it. I'm hoping on it. That's all. You know. Three heads are better than two.
Oh, he didn't go there. Look at you.
You know I do
with a show in my underwear, right? Like, you know, well, that ain't right. That ain't right to get me all riled up like that.
Let me see.
something going on. I'm just saying.
I do.
You know, I found out that that my boo, that Mr. Wizard, likes lingerie. So, yeah, so I had to make a little investment.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it off.
When we're dressed in lingerie.
No, a few weeks ago when I was visiting him for a few days, I was just telling Poppy I gave him a lap dance.
Oh, wow.
You know, so by the end of the dance, you know, everything was off. And so I asked him afterwards, I was like, so did you like it? And he goes, well, isn't it obvious? And I said, well, you know, yeah, but I'd like to ask, you know, I need to be sure. And he goes, yeah, I would have gotten a dollar and put it somewhere, but by the time I thought about that, there wasn't anywhere to put it.
You know? You're trying to get to the money.
Why am I thinking of that?
I need to see that.
Oh, you need to see that? Hmm.
My God, yeah. Man,
you know,
don't hold out on me.
He is the first man I've ever done that for.
Yeah.
Oh, he must got the magic stick.
I'm telling you,
he got the magic stick.
I was thinking about that today on the ride home. Like, why is it that there's, you know, there's just something about him, something that he does to me, and I can't put my finger on it. And I figured it out this afternoon as I was driving home. It's because, well, at least physically, it is because he is one of the very few men that I can have a vaginal orgasm with.
There we go. That's unusual.
My Lord.
I'm sorry, was that too much information for you, Dave?
No, I like that. Are you a squirter?
Yes.
She is, yes.
Oh, my. How you know, Poppy?
Oh, because Poppy has made me squirt several times.
Yes,
so
I have.
That's just really selfish that I have not been involved in any of those activities. You know, I'm going to press charges. I want to press charges against 6ix9ine because every time we come down, I'm like, what God is that? She ain't here, man. She ain't answering the door. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, okay.
You've been really selfish, Leslie.
Yeah,
she ain't there.
I guess so.
She ain't in the apartment. She ain't there. She there. She gone. She da, da, da. She doing this. She ain't that. I'm like, all right, man. So,
she has drenched me. How's that?
Yes. Yes, that is one of the things that Mr. Wizard, talks about, you know, like, one night after we finished, he was like, you have ruined my bed. I was like, I didn't ruin anything. You made me do it.
Okay.
Right.
I wasn't there by myself.
Not responsible for what you made my body do.
Exactly. Like, if you didn't want your bed ruined, then why you do that?
Right. I'm a voyeur too. I probably would have, you know, watched something like that. You know, with you and Poppy, that is, you know, not with you and Mr. Wizard, but with you and Poppy. You know.
Oh, we've done that many a time.
Yes.
We actually had a friend of mine who he didn't want to actually do anything, but he just wanted to watch. So we set up the webcam one night and gave him a little show.
Well, what the hell? Nobody told me anything about that.
We were out of a club one night for participating in the way we wanted to.
You're going to have to get my number, and you got to hit me up and let me know when it goes down so I can watch.
Remember when we were at the club? Remember that?
Well, you know, that was the night it was you, me, and Miss Robin, too. So it was three of us.
What?
Oh,
yeah, it was three of us that night.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost got kicked out of the club because I was like, yeah, let me have some of that.
Oh, my God. Where do you do it from? Google? You on Google Hangouts when you do it?
We were on Yahoo chat and we did it, yeah.
I don't even touch Yahoo, but I don't even touch Yahoo no more, but I will for that.
Oh, well, I'll have to ask permission from Mr. Wizard to do that.
Yeah, she's not, like, free anything.
Yeah, I'm exclusive now, so, you know, I got
to. What if all this
you
may not
know
what's
in that business when we're there. You never know. We have to
What about you, Poppy?
What about me, baby? I would do it.
I mean, let's go to Yahoo Chat or Google Hangouts right now. As soon as you get off.
All right, well, our time is almost up. But thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. I'm guessing that there's going to be a private conversation between Poppy and Dave after the show.
Well, I mean, don't click me off because I need to give you that email so you can hit me up with a number after we go off. You know what I mean? So you can hit me.
Not a problem. Not a problem. I'm gonna play a little music as we go off. Some music from a good friend of mine, David Homick, Addicted to You. We'll see everybody next week on Girlfriend to Girlfriend. Night, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.